We're back here on 1320 WILS with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. This is Lee Cohen here with my co-host, Rick Pruce. Rick, during this segment each week, we're going to talk with people from a variety of different rescue groups from the various breeds of dogs and cats and animal control and humane society, because most people don't understand the important role that they play in our community. You mentioned earlier in the show that there is an overabundance of these animals. And if not for these people, what would happen to these animals? How do we connect the people who want a good pet with these stray animals that, if not adopted, could be euthanized? And our goal should be to keep these animals in the best possible situation we can. So it's going to be an important part of each show to let these folks come in and talk about what they do, as well as to let you know how you can get involved as part of the listening public, or even donate money, donate time, do what you can to help these folks. I know you understand and have worked with these folks quite a bit over your career, I would assume.
Yeah, I think one thing that the listener wants to think about is that, you know, if they're thinking about a pet, you know, what is it that really is going to make their life different? More importantly, what are they willing to offer to this pet? What kind of pet are they looking for? And as we bring different breed rescues in here, you know, we're going to try to have some pointed questions that kind of help them know whether or not that's going to be a good fit. And I think that's one of the roles we can play here. Now, we know the Humane Society, and that tends to get a catch-all of all types of breeds. So they have some really fantastic people there that can also help guide you. But I would hope that we can actually bring some extra value to that conversation so that we can actually increase the chance that somebody that's thinking about a pet gets a perfect pet for what they're trying to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. And as someone who has not directly but indirectly worked with rescue groups for the breeds of dog that I have, I can tell you, as I've told many others, that if our government operated as efficiently as some of these rescue groups in terms of their communication, their qualifying of homes, making sure that the people can not only provide the right kind of a home for the animal, but that they understand what the needs of that particular breed might be, what the requirements in terms of time, in terms of sacrifice they need to make. My experience with the rescue groups have been that they really do understand their breeds, and they do an outstanding job of investigating and making sure that they're not going to place an animal into a home just to have to pull that animal out a few weeks later because they didn't do their homework up front and make sure that the breed matches up with the needs and wants of the owners.
Yeah, Lee, I don't know that we've mentioned it on this show, but tell a little bit about what breed it is that you have, because every time I talk to you, you're very passionate about the breed of animal that you keep at your home. You really are, and I think that's been like a driving force for this show, is your passion that you've shared with me on the keeping of this one animal you have at home. Tell us more about that one animal.
Well, actually, there's two of them. I have two Australian Shepherds, and my wife and I have had Australian Shepherds now going back 20 years. And they are a wonderful breed, but I will tell you, if you have not had that breed before, you may not know what you're in for.
Right.
And it's funny that you mentioned the driving force for the show, because candidly, where I got the idea for the show was because these Australian Shepherds require so much exercise, my wife and I have to take them to a dog park on a daily basis, or there is no peace in the Cohen household.
Right.
And while I'm at the dog park, I've never seen so many people talk for such a length of time with such passion, with everybody feeling involved in contributing about their various animals. And it wasn't just dogs. It was potbelly pigs. It was cats. It was goats. It's a variety of animals that these lovers have. And they really care deeply about it. And that's what made me recognize that on a local level, we really need to talk to these people and share with them the information that they like and frankly, give them an hour of time where they can hear about the animals that they care so passionately about. And my hope is that as these rescue and various organizations do come in, that you, the public, will care enough about what they're talking about to get involved, help them, donate money if you can't donate time, and do what you can to help these people, because they really are doing a wonderful service to humanity by bringing together wonderful animals that don't need to be euthanized now and giving you your best friend, your companion, that animal that's there for you every day, every night, no matter what mood you're in. They'll always want you to be around, and that's a wonderful gift.
Wow. Thanks, Lee. You know what? I'm going to show up next week, because that's a fantastic sense of energy that you have going forward. And I'm hoping that the show can really kind of grab some of that and let it, you know, you're not the only one that's passionate out there. And I'm hoping that there's enough viewers out there, our listeners out there, that too want to make this a dynamic show. And certainly the guests that we have coming forward, I think we're going to really, really get excited.
Rick, on next week's show, we're going to have the opportunity to talk a lot about cats, and especially the issue of cat declawing, which is a big issue in California. Our guest is going to be Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. She'll be our expert to talk about cats in general and a lot of issues of how to maintain them, and it should be a very interesting show. This, again, was the inaugural issue of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm Lee Cohen, and this is Rick Pruse. Every Saturday morning at 11 a.m., we hope you'll tune in for this program, and please feel free to email any questions that you have. Again, the email address, mmpets@1320wils.com. Now, stay tuned for Fox News, and then Monica Crowley, followed at 3 o'clock by Clark Howard on 1320 WILS.